The hearing Wednesday night at the Colville Courthouse brought out only three speakers. Kim Carson agreed with one of those commenting, Trailside resident Chris Head. She said it probably made a difference that the session was not in the Snyderville Basin.
Chris pointed out to us that if we were going to be holding a meeting on the Snyderville Basin general plan, that we should have held the meeting in the Snyderville Basin, and I appreciated that comment. We do strive to do that. In some cases, though, we have a mixed agenda where some of the things are topics that really should be discussed in the county seat, such as the auditor's report and the tax increase. We try to hold as many meetings as we can in the county seat and make adjustments, and we're going to be holding five hearings total on the general plan. So people will have an opportunity to speak at one time or another, I'm sure, and we'll be holding some of those meetings in the Snyderville Basin.
Carson said, though, even with three speakers, they had a wide range of perspectives. A slower no-growth proponent, Chris Head, Pete Gilwald from the development community, and Brian Bittner, a rancher. One issue was what should be counted as open space in a residential development. Carson said both Head and Gilwald presented compelling arguments.
And the current general plan, I think, is way too broad in what they allow. And so the proposal was to tighten that, but not enough for Chris's liking. And I was tending to agree with Chris that we shouldn't allow people's personal yards to be part of it. But yet Pete Gilwald came in and I think made a strong argument for when you have, in the case of particularly larger lots, that that may be an instance where you want to be able to, especially if there's a restriction on the building envelope and where buildings can take place on those large lots, that some of the remaining land can be counted as open space.
Another issue which the council will consider in an upcoming work session is wildlife. Preserving wildlife presents a dilemma, Carson said, which was discussed by the previous county council.
And I do recall, as I was attending meetings last year prior to being on the council, that there was a concern with if you protect the wildlife to a certain extent, then you end up with overpopulation of some of wildlife in certain areas or wildlife living in areas where they naturally haven't habitated. You know, I think there's pros and cons there that need to be discussed in a public meeting.
An underpass under Highway 40 has been planned, partly as an important passage for wildlife. But Carson said they won't have the money for that project this year.
We have not made that decision yet. There's some different options that we'll be looking at, and the project will be postponed until next spring. So there wasn't a real urgency in us making a decision at this time. We want to apply for a couple different grant opportunities and see where that leads us.
Finally, council members raised another issue. We're in a dry desert climate, so should the general plan encourage a lot of vegetation, trees, and Kentucky bluegrass? Carson admitted we're often hypocrites about that.
That'll really be something that'll be addressed in phase two of the general plan under sustainability. But I think it's an important factor. Roger brought up a good point of wanting to see maybe trees and areas to help soften corridors, for instance, along 224, but we need to be careful that where we ask that those be planted are the areas where they can grow. I mean, I think we've all driven along and seen a great effort in trying to vegetate an area and have it, you know, die within a year or two.
Summit County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.